This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I'm sorry for the delay. But to learn the Oisiyos, it's very much kedai to be able to see it inside. So I think we should be able to have it up now. Here we go. Today we're gonna do Ois Kuf, Reish, and Shin. Okay. Yesterday we saw that the final tzadi is a nun, pshuta, final nun, with a yud. We asked, why isn't it a vav? And Mendy made the point that maybe it's considered a yud, not a vav, because it actually has a thorn on top, a kutzai shel yud. That point actually may be helpful for today as well. Ois kof, says the Mishnah Soifrim, yeh gaga shavah. Gaga shavah means it's a flat roof. V'tag katan, sarach lios agaga b'tzad small. It has a small crown on the left side, al paneha, on its face, l'chadchila. V'yasa ha-koitz dak. You should make the thorn thin. Kedei shelo yekalkel bazeh temunas ha-kuf. So that you do not ruin the image of the kuf. Meaning it should be a very fine tag. Because if you make the tag too big, then it's going to end up looking like a lamed, like in this diagram. Dehainu shelo yira al-yidei zeh kalamed mitzad echad. On one side, it's going to look like a lamed. Now, for this very reason, look carefully. The tag of the kuf should be not on the corner of the kuf, but rather a little bit off to the side. This way, it's clear it's not a lamed. You should move the crown off the edge of the roof. Ayin sham. V'yurecha hayamanis. The right leg of the kuf should be to be bent well to the left side, like the image of a kufufa. So the right side of the bottom of the kuf should be bent like a chaf, like in diagram 3. However, it should be much more narrow than the roof. It should be much more narrow than the roof. Now we're going to see, Bezos Hashem, maybe we'll read the Be'er Halacha, where there is an opinion of the Radvaz that the kuf, instead of looking bent like a chaf, it should be like a resh, like we're going to have in this diagram, 14. And we'll see about that. Beregel, okay, now the left leg, Beregel Asmos Tzuli above, Yikitzuras Nun Pshuta, basically the left leg is an endonun, but a bit shorter. A bit shorter. It's not a Zion. It's taller than a Zion. A Zion is 2 kolmasim. This is 2.5. But it's not like a Nun, which is maybe 3. Okay? So the Zion is 2. The Zion of in the Kuf is 2.5, about. And the Nun is like 3. Achshik Tzor Ma'ad. It's a little bit shorter than the final Nun. V'alkein Tia Rosh Ha'av. Therefore, its head should be thick. U'mesmayid V'hoylech. And diminish as it goes, k'moy benon, like the letter nun. V'lo yachi kenel chachila min agag yoisamei oivei agag. You should not distance the chachila from the roof more than the thickness of the roof. So let's say in diagram 6, the roof is a kolmos wide. This final nun in the kuf, it's more than a kolmos away from the roof. It's not correct. L'chadchilot should be not more than oive hagag. V'yesh l'chadchila limshoich regel smoil hatluya ba'alaksan k'tzas l'tzad yamin. L'chadchila, the final nun inside the kuf, should be slightly slanted toward the right side. So that's another difference between this and the final nun. The final nun stands straight. This is slightly inclined to the right. U'ma'oid yizar shalo yiga haregel agag. You have to be very careful that the regel doesn't touch the roof. And or the right leg. The aflo yes samach lagag lechachila should not be too close to the roof. Elo yeh beina lebeina gag chalak kolkach. There should be between it and the roof enough empty space. Bechdei she'adam beinani yakireno hetev me'al sefer Torah shagabi habgabi bimak shukaribay. So that a regular balkoire standing at a regular distance can clearly see that the leg is not touching. Like we said by the hay, that it should not be by the middle of the gag, like in diagram 10 over here, where my icon is, but rather, on the edge on the left side. If the leg touched the roof, or the leg it has the same din as the ois hay. Basically, if it's touching the leg or the roof, puzzle. If it's not opposite the middle, then you could start scraping the edge of the top of the kuf to make it equal to the hay chamavur sham le'elba ois hay. Now, this is another rule. In terms of length, we always have this prima gadim. Everyone remember the prima gadim? This is one prima gadim. If I wake you up in your sleep, you need to know that if the length of something is a yud length below where it needs to be, it's good enough. That's the chiddush of prima gadim. Even though we say this zayin should be, let's say, 2.5 kolmasim. And you look in the Zion, it's only 1.5. Yeah, but it's a yud. It's a yud below the edge of the bent over part of the right side of the chaf. Vim oirech haregel hasmali. If the left leg is long, hu rakim a yud is just about a yud. Vi kenegin makam hakfifa from beyond the place where the opposite leg on the right side is bent over. Ulamata kosher b'di'evan, meaning the minimum shear of the length of something, it's got to extend a yud below where it needs to be. So this final nun is a yud below the right leg that it is parallel to. It's good enough. Kain nirali kavanas prima gadim mashu kasav leinian kuf the devar masla kamla nika regal ahei v'chulu kuf reish v'chulu mashu sina nisham yach hayimin misham achwini nakat. That he said for a different reason. Ois reish. Okay, we're almost at the finish line. Reish. Ois reish, gaga shav l'chadchila. Ois reish, its roof is l'chadchila straight. Oid yizar sh'tiha gulumah v'sh'achareh. But it needs to be rounded on top right. Why? K'dei sh'lo t'dam l'dalet. So that's not similar to a dalet. V'im nireis k'dalet, psula. If it looks like a dalet, it will be pasul. V'im safek, if you're masupik, maren l'tinaik. You show it to a kid. If he says dalet, pasul. He says reish kasher. V'yirecha yakotzer k'dei sh'lo t'dam l'kaf. The leg should be short, so it's not like an endachaf. What do I mean short? Two kolmasim as opposed to an endachaf that it's, let's say an endachaf is like four kolmasim. But if you make this three, you get yourself in trouble. The gaga arach ka'arach beiz. The roof should be wide like a beiz. Three kolmasim wide. Kedei sho etedam alavav, because otherwise it's going to look like a vav. If you're not sure, does it look like a resh? Does it look like a vav? Show it to a kid. What if you made the leg of the resh very short, like a yud? Kasher. Back to the prima gadim. It's kasher. You know why? Because it doesn't look like any other letter. Don't say, oh, but maybe look, it doesn't look like any other letter. LMI, it doesn't meet the halachic requirements. Whenever it has a yud, it meets the halachic requirements. I know it's late. Could you bear with me? Could we do the oishin? Because let's do the oishin. Otherwise, tomorrow is going to be a very long day. I'm sorry we started late. Let's do the oishin. Also, I mentioned that we might have to use what Mendy said yesterday. So let's bring it in here. Oishin. Yeshlath shalosh rashin. It has three heads. The interesting thing here is the three heads are as follows. Vav, Yud, Zayin. That's all you need to know. It has three heads. Head number one, this is a Vav. Head number two is a Yud. Head number three is a Zayin. So you say, what do you mean? One and two, they both look like Vavs. No, head Vav, head one is a Vav because it doesn't have kites. Head two is a Yud because it has a kites. It's not the length that determines the Tzura. It's the kites. So I think that substantiates, Mendy, what you said yesterday, that in other words, when we say there's a vav coming out of the final nun to produce the final tzadi, it's not the length of it, it's the fact that it has a, it's not, when we say there's a yud coming out of the final nun, it's not the length of it, it might be longer than a yud, but it has a kites. Okay, so the three heads. Roisha harishain im yarech hanimshach imenu ke'en vav. The first head with the leg coming out of it is like a vav. Ufanea klape mala, it's facing upward ktsas. V'haroish hasheni yeh ke'en yud. The second head, look at my icon on page 9, on image 9, is like yud, it's facing upward. Upanea gamken ktsas klape mala, it's also facing upward. V'ukitz katan alea l'charchila. L'charchila should have an ukitz katan. So I'm not 100% sure, because why are we saying this is a vav and this is a yud? It seems to me because the first head doesn't have a koitz. The second one does. The only thing is, why does he say lechatchila? I guess only lechatchila it should be like a yud.
There's no koitz underneath either.
What?
There's no koitz underneath.
No kites underneath, only on top. But let's go, if you know, going back to the final tzadi for a moment. When we say, it's murkav from a yud and a nun, right? Look in, on diagram 2. It's not really a yud and a nun. You know, he says, look, yud, nun, but when he puts it together, there's only a kites on the top. There is no kites on the bottom. So, okay. The haroish hashlish yitzarach la'asos ketuna zayin. The third head should be a zayin. Okay. Where's the third head? In diagram 10. It's interesting. It's not mamish like a zayin, because the zayin, you know, we say it narrow on top, widens and narrow. It doesn't look like we do that to the third head.
No,
of
but it's the stem is coming off the center as opposed to the vav.
The stem is coming. What do you mean the center? You mean the a straight line of the shin?
No, the zion versus the vav.
Right.
From the top square, the stem is coming down the center. The vav, it comes down the right
okay.
side.
Okay, Usher's making a good point, right? The difference between the vav, which the stem comes out of the right side, and the zion where it comes out of the center, so the head is coming out, mikano lekan. I'm pointing out, if you look at a zion, the zion widens in the middle and narrows on the bottom. It doesn't seem like we do that with the shin. I'm not sure why. Mandy, write down that question also. Okay, so maybe we'll have to bring the experts back, but it doesn't seem like we do that. Fine. The gimel tagin alav. And there are three tagging on it. Why? V'chein kolosia shatnas gates, roisham hasmalihu kazayin. All the letters, shin, ayin, tes, nun, zayin. The left head is like a zayin. I'm just curious, when we learned ayin, and the ayin, the left leg, was it a zayin the same way? Nun, samach. Yeah, when we learned the letter ayin, also the left leg was a zayin, but it didn't widen like that in the middle. It just was a straight line. Perhaps that's just like a hiddur. You know, going back to the letter zayin,
it could be a practical thing that it's too tight. There's not enough space there to make it wider.
On page 282, when we're talking about the Oy Zion diagram 19, it's not even it's brought as a chachiva, it's not even a hider. It's some do it. Okay, so they do it by the Zion. Doesn't seem like it's done when you're the left head of the Shatna's gates. V'yizar shelo yigu harashim zubazu. You have to be careful the heads don't touch each other. Haroish hasmali hazay yil chachilo yirechay mamish ba'amida. The left head, its legs should be mamish standing. Let's see, like over here in diagram 12. Okay? Diagram 12. Its left leg is straight. Fine. The Yamshich Elav Hayarech Min Harosh Harishain, b'shipua lamata ad makom chudai, and you should draw the leg from the first roish on an angle below until its point. Like this. So the right leg is going on an angle until its point. You see how this vav on the right side is going down, 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 down until its point. V'yarech harosh hasheni, the leg of the second head, gam ken yamshech b'shipul etzad smol, lamata ad shi hashloish harashim mechubarm lamata b'makam echad. The middle leg is also going on an angle, right? The left leg is straight like a soldier. The two right legs are going on an angle so that all three legs basically come down to one point. Honestly, reading the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think it's drawn the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. Because, you know, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that all three legs come down to one point. I don't think this is drawn as one point. This is a pretty big blotch on the bottom to be considered one point. I think the Mishnah Berurah means that, let's say the Zion goes straight down and the Vav and the Yud next to it both come mamish to a point. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah is saying the way this picture is drawn. You hear what I'm saying? That's not what is called Makay Mechad. I think, here, I'm going to draw for you what I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Here. You can't see. Right, now you can see where it's coming mamish down to one point. That's one point. Not here. He has this big triangle on the bottom. Where did that big triangle come from? Okay, maybe we'll ask him that. Write down that question also. Where did the big triangle come from? Rabbi Yeager is going to check his books. I bet some of the books don't have it this way. Okay. V'im hayud. If the middle yud is not touching the hem, mavur dinai b'lamid beis sivchav hei ayin sham. V'lo yia moishav hashin rachav. The base of the shin should not be wide, like in 15a aleph. V'lo yagol, and not rounded like in 15 beis. Elachad. V'oz yiu kol ha-gimel rashim oimdim lamata al regel echad. Then all three points are standing on one leg. I think my picture is more accurate to what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, actually. Otherwise, according to the way he's drawing it, would you say all three heads are on one leg? No, I wouldn't say that. They're all standing on the top of a triangle, and then the triangle goes down and is on one leg. I think this needs to be, in total, more pointed. Maybe the Soifim don't do it that way. Maybe there's a different reason. Maybe it's too hard. But I don't think that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying.
Fine. In the picture of the Ksav, in the picture of the actual Ksav that he brings earlier, it doesn't seem to, there's no giant triangle. It seems that it's a tight spot. So there ends up being a lot of ink there. But it's more or less, they're all coming to the point.
Like where?
I just saw. Page 265, he has an image of Tfilin Shel Yad, the Ksav there. I mean, it's printed, so it's not exactly a cipher wrote it, but...
I hear.
The shin looks more or less pointed. It's not...
A little bit better than here, yeah. But like in picture, I mean, in all these shins, there's a lot going on down there, you know?
Right.
What would be in it? Mm-hmm. In other words, what's this rounded? Where did this rounded thing come here from? You know, between head one and head two, where did this rounded part? Where did that come from? Who made that up? That's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, Vayter, I'm sorry it's late. If you gotta go, you gotta go. I want to finish the shin. Let's finish the shin. Then. Like the word sheker, right, has only one base, and the shin is on one point, the kuf is on one point, the resh is on one point. You know, it almost seems to me, by the way, the Zion is here, the Vav is, the Yud, excuse me, is coming out of the Zion, but the Vav's not coming out of the Zion unless you make this whole contraption on the bottom. Okay. Uvidyevidim asa moishav hashin rachav. If Bidyevid, you made the base of the shin wide, nishar primagadim atzarchiyon. The primagadim ends off in atzarchiyon. Im kasav shin shal dalad roshim. If you make a shin with four heads, psula. V'loy dai begeres roshach. It's not going to help to scrape off one head. Da havichak tuchais. El atzarch levatel ha'ois. Yet be mevatel the oisul hashlima. And be mashami. So here the Mishnah was smart. He knew we were going to be jumping on this. How much exactly do you have to rub out? Do you have to rub out the whole thing, or could you leave nekuda ktana? Doesn't get involved. Uvetuna mezuzos and kasav la'achareha. Tuna mezuzos. If you're going to if you wrote after it in moel tikkun to have a shloi kasidron prichadash ben ezer be. What does the Aleph Ayin stand for here? You have the Dershu? Uve prima godem be psichol o David Emes v'shar achrenim deloi ka hamarikash. Hamarikash. Im yesh hefstik be'ezim e'roshim. If the heads are not connected, b'vur din olel b'lamed v'esav chapei. Im nagoy ezim e'roshim yosim makam dibukan. Okay, important. Let's say you have like 17. Where you're not makir the head, it's one thick line. Then we say, "Dahainu she'nikar haroish ela kav shave pasul." The anti nikmobas, that's not going to help to bring in a kid. If nagai harosh and zebazah feel chadasar pasul, the two heads are touching, it's going to be pasul. Ula inyan tikkun regarding fixing. Ayin b'sefer from Mishnah Savram Shukasav deroiv ha'poiskum sam demahani b'zegreira. If the heads are touching, you could scrape. Why? That's not chak tuchais. Deloy mikri nishtanis tsurasai deizet. That's not called changing the image. It's puzzle, so you're machshirin. Barak hachisarnu mishum de'ine mukov gvil. The heads are touching. The chisarn is that it's not surrounded by a parchment, by samakam. Al yedeizet. If the heads are touching, it's not surrounded by parchment. L'kach mahani greira. Therefore, greira helps achekach. However, Valin Eros is Mishbura, in my opinion. Acharei diyesh gamkin harbe me apoiskim shemachmirim b'zeh. Since there are many poiskim that are machmir, ein lo hakel rak b'tfilin mezuzos. You're not makel, only b'tfilin mezuzos, im kosav acharav. B'tfilin mezuzos, if you wrote after it, so you won't be able to erase it, so we'll let you scrape it. Because the loy mahani b'hu shalai kesidron. B'tfilin mezuzos shalai kesidron won't help. Ma'ashen kim b'sefer Torah, you'll have to mevatu it from the tsura of the ice and be mashlim it afterwards. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll hold over here. Tomorrow we finish up the letter Tuf. Kol Tov, everyone. Thanks for hanging in there. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.